It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning as we move through this month of July. We're halfway through this thing, and at this point of July, you start to see the horizons of fall. And boy, the last thing you want to see is summer in the rearview mirror. But the baseball and softball seasons are coming to that point. When you have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, you know that that your local high school and of course the community baseball programs are at the end of their seasons. And we're going to talk with Coach Jim Cagle's in here and the legendary Coach Boyd Britton's in the studio. We're going to talk about Albia baseball. Tonight, the district finals right here in Albia. A big contest. Davis County comes to town, and they've gotten Albia three times this year. And getting the fourth time is a really tough task for any team, particularly when it's a team with Albia across the jersey. And this Blue Demon baseball team, a young team, a very young team, but boy, I'll tell you what, lots of prospects out there, and this team has developed over the year, and they're looking forward to a showdown tonight. We're going to talk with the guys about tonight's game. Lots going on in the old sports world, and including the Monroe County Little League All-Stars. And first, I want to congratulate the girl All-Star team. They defending state champions, and last night I think they were defeated. What a run they've had as the defending state champions. Get right to the finals before they bow out to a Central Iowa softball team. So congratulations to the ladies. So the softball baseball strong here in Southern Iowa, and Sheraton today, this weekend, is hosting the Babe Ruth state tournament. And then some breaking news coming our way that I'll talk with Coach Britton. One of the things about Coach Boyd Britton and why he's legendary is because he was here when baseball was invented and was appointed to lead some form of Babe Ruth baseball since the invention of, forget baseball. I think we'll verify this, but I think he's been around since the invention of round things, because he is the master at baseball, and he has been so involved with Babe Ruth and, of course, the high school coach here. The dynamic duo of baseball in Albia is in the studio, folks. So we'll talk with them about baseball and also about Babe Ruth. Some breaking news in Babe Ruth. The World Series, Babe Ruth World Series, is coming our way. It's going to be hosted in Ottumwa. We'll talk about that big news as well. Then the Monroe County Little League All-Star team is going to be in the house at the bottom half of this hour, and we're going to talk about the Little League baseball team, the 11 and 12-year-olds, year in and year out. Monroe County Little League baseball is some of the finest Little League baseball played in the entire state, and once again, they got an outstanding baseball team that's looking to get its way back to state championship mode and fight for a chance to get to the state championship. But we've got so much to talk about right here, folks. You just got to lace them up and stay right here. We're talking some baseball this morning here at the Coach's Corner, so stay right here and don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams. Tired of your old range-burning family meals? Whirlpool's industry-leading 6.2 cubic foot capacity ovens feature enough room to handle even your largest home-cooked meals. The AccuBake temperature management by Whirlpool delivers uniform baking results every time. Time-saver convection cooking system evenly distributes hot air to seal in flavor and juices. Power and AccuSimmer burners offer plenty of power for rapid boiling while delivering precise temperature control perfect for simmering. When finished cooking, cleanup is trouble-free with Whirlpool's Aqualift self-clean technology. Delivering easy and odor-free oven cleaning in less than just an hour, Aqualift uses water and low heat to release baked-on foods. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960. And don't forget their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, England, and Southern Motion.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Start your fabulous weekend at the Wapo County 4-H Expo at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Enjoy the pancake breakfast at 6, beef show at 8, car show, sweet corn feed at noon, sponsored by Bob Lancaster Oil, dog agility at 2, ribeye steak meal at 5, and finish off the evening with the 5K Clover Run at 7. Enjoy the free activities and crafts throughout the day.
Litterbond Water Park.
There's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Litterbond welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn Water Park, Kansas City.
Ride the world's tallest water slide beginning May 22nd. Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Talking some baseball here this morning. We've got the dynamic duo of baseball in Albia. Coach Cagle, Coach Britton in the house here as we talk baseball this morning. And then don't forget, at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to have some conversation with the Monroe County Little League 11- and 12-year-old All-Stars there. They're still fighting in their tournament action, and we're excited about covering their season, another outstanding season at the Monroe County Little League. And the Babe Ruth had a great season, so lots of positive things going on here in Monroe County and baseball. Some of the games last night of interest, Sheridan a winner in playoff action, Twin Cedars gets a win last night, also continuing their playoff or a little bit of an upset, Coach Cagle, we're going to talk some Monroe County or Rathbun area. I got to make sure I get that correct. Is it Rathbun area Babe Ruth here in a second? But an upset last night, in my opinion, Knoxville getting beat, and you think about Clark getting a win. This time of year, when you talk about getting to the next season and getting into the playoffs, really, you can throw away everything that happened in a regular season in terms of records. Now, the things that happened that you learned along the way, and teams improve and teams get better, and young teams like our team, Albia, have a chance to get better and then get to the playoffs. But anything can happen, and I guess we've seen that.
Yeah, it's kind of a one and done situation. So one bad inning, or you know, somebody struggles on the mound, or it doesn't take much, and you're behind, and season's over.
Well, let's talk. We haven't had a chance to talk Rathbun area Babe Ruth baseball. One of the things that's been a real struggle is because you have so many things that are pulling at the kids, so many different interests, and then you have summer, which has always been a challenge because there's so many things that kids want to do. Baseball's been really strong in Southern Iowa, and yet the numbers in Babe Ruth have kind of really been a challenge over the last maybe half a decade, and yet I saw that the numbers, you know, and some improvement in the participation in Babe Ruth, which is really a cornerstone for the continuation of what's being built in Little League. It's like the baton being handed off and into Babe Ruth, and it's been part of the strength of why I think baseball here in Southern Iowa has been so good, and particularly here in Rathbun area.
Yeah, the numbers were we were down to we only have one team this year, but we had 20 kids on it, and I think almost half of those were 13-year-olds. So a lot of younger kids coming out, kind of a little surprise there, but had a good season. The boys ended up winning the league tournament in Oskaloosa, and then went to Davis County and played in the. We had a team that played in the 13-to-15-year-old state tournament down there. It was kind of tough. They about all the kids down there were all 15-year-olds, and we had 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. But played two games and had pretty good showing, and I was happy with the way things turned out.
Well, it's really important the youth programs that you build a real strong. You know, you go down to the T-ball, and some people say, "Well, that's not that important." But these kids, that's where they start to enjoy the game. And when you have strong programs, then it certainly helps you guys when you can they get into the Babe Ruth there, even in the spring Babe Ruth for the 16-to-18-year-old Babe Ruth. All those help build on the structure that you guys, you know, want to take that baton as the high school coaches to continue. And it's been really the foundation of really good baseball here in Southern Iowa.
Yeah, it's just like everything else. You start, you know, if your programs are strong, T-ball, Little League, it's going to make the Babe Ruth program better. And that's just in turn going to make the high school and the senior Babe Ruth program better. So it all starts down there, and, you know, a lot of good coaching just continues right on through, and by the time they get to us, it's, you know, just kind of put them out there and let them do it.
Well, you got the old ball coach sitting next to you. You guys are the dynamic duo of baseball here, you know, and I think baseball, since I was a kid, the guy next to you has been in some way, shape, or form either leading, heading up Little League or Babe Ruth baseball, and between the two of you, there's century worth of baseball work here.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We were just talking yesterday. Boyd was at the tournament in Sheraton, and he said some guy came up and spoke to him, said, "How are you?" And he said, "I didn't know who the guy was," and it turned out it was a kid that played on one of his teams when he was 12 years old, and he still remembered that, you know, remembered playing and remembered Boyd. So, yeah, it's been around a long time.
Well, Coach Britton, we're going to talk Albia baseball here in just a second, but, you know, you've, like I said, have been in some way, shape, or form a part of Babe Ruth baseball, which, you know, right now you're in the heart of a really important tournament. The 16-18-year-old, I believe, are having their is it the state tournament? 14-year-old state tournament over in Sheraton. Yeah, I get, you know, at this time of year, you've got all these age groups combining on top of each other, and but you got the 14-year-old state Babe Ruth tournament over in Sheraton, and you've got to kind of help head that up.
Yes, I'm what you call tournament supervisor. I check all the players in, kind of give them the word on what how they're going to behave, and some people say that I scare the death out of some of them, but some of them need it too. So. But that's a pleasure to do something like that. I went up there yesterday and give those guys some help and make a lot of friends. Like Jim said, a man walked up to me yesterday and Gila was about 6'3", and no offense to anybody, but ball is a billiard. and he said to me, do you remember me? No, I'm Jay. I said, okay, since I know more than one Jay, put a last name on it. He said, Jay Turner. I said, how do you expect me to know you? When I last saw you, you had long blonde hair and was about 5'5" tall. Well, he said, some things change.
What did he respond? Well, last time I saw you, no, you got to be careful about how you, you know, that's one of the true blessings. I think if, you know, when we were just to sit around and talk about experiences with baseball, I think that the things that you guys, and particularly over the years, we've had some really good conversations after the radio went off about the experience you have, not necessarily in terms of hits and strikes and outs and wins, but the number of kids and number of lives that you guys have crossed, and it really is interesting to see these kids come back all these years later and have these moments where you've really touched a kid's life.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You know, I'm in second generation now of some kids. First year I coached at Albee High School, Justin Thomas was on the baseball team, and now Kobe Thomas is a sophomore on the team. And hey, maybe it's not fun for some people, but it is for me. I think that it's just a rewarding experience.
Well, Coach, tonight you guys got a big contest. Davis County comes to town, and you know, I think there's no better place to play baseball than the Monroe County Sports Complex on a Saturday night, and with a big game on the line. But a really big contest for you guys to find yourself with a chance to win the districts here. Davis County obviously is a very good baseball team. They've got you three times in the regular season, all three really good contests. But it's tough to beat a team four times in one season. And it's tough to beat a team with four times in one season with Albee across their chest.
Well, we hope so that's very true. But we are going to have to play, as they call it, our A game. Can't make errors. Can't make walk people. Got to get the key hits. But we showed against Pella Christian that we are capable of doing all that. So, need a good pitch ball game. Hey, then we'll see where things are at.
Well, as you find out, as Coach Kegel and I talked about this, and it's true every year, but when you get into this one-and-done scenario, man, one error, one bobble of the ball, and the game goes a whole different direction. And both teams are playing with the same amount of pressure. I oftentimes think that the underdog, the team that has less expectations, and you've coached both. You've coached teams with that have been expected to go to the state tournament, and you've had teams where they had 500 seasons where maybe the team like tonight, we are the underdog. And yet you know that the pressure is probably a little bit heavier on the guy that's expected to win.
Well, that's true. You know, they got to make the big pitch just the same as we do. And it boils down to who can do it and who can't. We are very well aware that Bloomfield will be pitching Jason Jones, a curveballer, a veteran pitcher with a lot of experience. But by now, all of our kids have a year's experience. We're no longer the young team. We gotta hitch up our pants and get out there and get with it. If we can't do that, then we'll just have to suffer the consequences. But look for a strong effort out of the Albee Blue Demons. They are ready.
Well, Pella Christian, Coach Kegel, Pella Christian, a really good baseball team, and the way you guys played, you know, against them and getting a win like you did in their style, you guys probably played some pretty clean baseball against a pretty good baseball team. I think that that may be the mark of what I think has been the development of your baseball team, particularly here late in the season.
Yeah, the Pella Christian team was they were a good baseball team. I mean, a good game. It was 0-0 through four, I think, and then we scored one, they scored one, and then finally the bottom of the sixth, we kind of broke things open a little bit. But it was, you know, good pitching, good defense. Their pitchers threw the ball well. Tyler Madison, I think, gave up two hits for us. Just a very good baseball game, and not many mistakes. And finally we broke through and capitalized on a couple that they made, and that's the way the game went.
I think about in our conversation as we were sitting here talking with Coach Jim Kegel, Coach Boyd Britton here, Albia High School baseball coaches, but guys that are involved in and Little League and the Babe Ruth programs here in Southern Iowa. Sitting here thinking about a young baseball team coach, and I think, you know, it's been so important for the Little League and the Babe Ruth programs because I think our kids really have the fundamentals of baseball down. So when you have a young baseball team and they have had the experiences like our kids have had, you're dealing with young kids in terms of the physical development, but you got kids that know the game of baseball. And when they've had a season like you've had, you guys have had some ups and downs in the season because you have a young baseball team. But when you get to this part of the year, you've got kids who have been through a lot of baseball over the years, and you're not having to teach them the fundamentals of the game. And I think that's a significant advantage to our program.
Yeah, I agree. And we got, you know, guys that just like the Little League team coming in here have played in some big games, some state tournaments. Babe Ruth, several times over the last few years have been at the state tournament level, and when you get to the big games, that definitely is a plus. And another thing, you know, we talk about we have a young baseball team, and we don't have a lot of experience, but we're starting, you know, three or four sophomores, but we're playing some teams that are starting eighth graders and freshmen also. Yeah. The age is, you know, it's going down. It's not all juniors and seniors anymore. It's you know, we played some 3A schools that have been starting some eighth graders and some freshmen. So, in that respect, those guys are young too.
Coach, tonight, you guys, you know, it really comes down to, as Coach Britton said, you know, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and makes the right pitch, and then the timeliness of hitting. And, you know, you got a team that can hit the baseball, 289 on the season as a team. But what it really comes down to is when you got a runner on, that you're able to get that runner moved and then make the timely hit to get the run in. And tonight, particularly with the pitching you're going to get from Davis County, the timeliness of your hitting and stringing together two or three hits in a row, that's going to be so important.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the things we've talked a little bit with the boys about. You know, it's not so much getting a hit as it is moving the guy over a base, you know, and not leaving him out there. When you get a guy on base, you know, that's when you have to step up and do whatever it takes to score that guy. And we've been doing pretty good. We've got some guys that are really coming on here at the right time. Two or three guys that are really hitting the ball hard right now that struggled a little bit early, but I think we're getting the job done better now, and hopefully that'll continue.
Coach Britton, you've been in lots of these big moments and had lots of big games like this. And what's it come down to when you're as a coach and you're standing there before the team crosses the white lines and goes out on the field? What are those things you're talking to the kids about? And you know, they know that tonight's a one and done, and they can see if they can get this win, man. You're really knocking on the door for something pretty special.
Well, the things that we talk about a lot is composure, being mentally ready. You can't take a pitch off. You got to be ready to react. And hey, I told the guys after we got beat up to Sheraton the other night, I said, you guys are good enough. If you play your type of baseball to make the state tournament, but you have to decide whether you want to do that or not. And that's the things that I like to dwell on. We could talk about getting the base hit, or we're making a big pitch, and we've talked to our pitchers where we want the ball. But what it all boils down to is, can they do that? And I believe they can. If you don't come out to the Monroe County Sports Complex tonight, I believe you're going to miss one fine ball game.
Coach, who's going to be the hurler tonight? Who's going to get the nod? And maybe you're waiting to top secret, because we know that our footprint's pretty large here. So who is going to get the nod tonight on the mound?
I don't know, Jason. Who do you think we ought to start?
Do you think Coach Cagle's got any participation left in him?
No, you can forget that. No, we'll start Tyler Madison. Tyler pitched in some big ball games, threw well. He's also left-handed, has the ability to keep the ball down. And if he's throwing his A game, he will be very tough. He will also be working with a short leash. We won't hesitate to make a change and bring in either Kobe Thomas or Michael Terrell. Just depends what the situation is.
To me, that's really a great storyline for the year, is the development of those three guys on the mound. You know, and Madison really, in my mind, he's really grabbed on to that lead pitching role, and a kid that really has developed his game. But those young pitchers, and they're really young, they have really developed.
Absolutely. You're talking about two juniors and a sophomore.
With little experience coming into the year, you know.
Absolutely.
You say a junior, a sophomore, but these are kids that haven't had those big moments, and they've really improved.
Right, absolutely, that is true. It comes from the fact that they all have good work ethics. They're not wasting. Doing some things they shouldn't be doing. They're doing what they know they should be doing and try to execute it.
Well, Coach, looking forward to celebrating a win tonight for the Blue Demons. A big night of baseball here in Albia, and as Coach said, you do not want to miss the opportunity to come out and watch a tremendous ball game. And if when the Albie gets the win tonight, we're really knocking on the door for a great season. Clark and Des Moines Christian are going at it tonight, and we will get the winner if we can get the win tonight of those two teams. And folks, that means we're just a whistle away from getting back to Principal Park. And the blue looked really pretty on that field a few years back. So nice to return back home. A big game tonight to Albia, Davis County, two outstanding baseball programs, and they're going to go at it tonight here at the Monroe County Sports Complex. You want to be there. We're going to take a timeout, come back. We're going to move to Little League Baseball. I've got the 11- and 12-year-old All-Stars in the house as we continue our conversation here on the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Community First Credit Union is your destination for a low-rate auto loan. If you're paying more than 1.99% APR, bring your vehicle loan to us at CFirst. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll give you up to 1% APR off your current rate. Plus, get up to $100 cash for bringing your loan to CFirst. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
www.pellamotors.com is the official website of Pella Motors. You can see our up-to-date inventory with prices on your smartphone or computer. At pellamotors.com, we have up-to-date rebates and incentives on all new vehicles. If you don't see the vehicle you want, we'll find it for you. Make car shopping easy. Log on to pellamotors.com. We can even appraise your trade online.
At Pella Motors, where my dad sells for less, period.
My reality is helping my parents. Mom just got out of the hospital, and now she has new medications added to her old medications. Fortunately, we go to MediCap Pharmacy. They're knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The pharmacist told Mom how and when to take all of her medications and informed us about possible side effects. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
Pharmacy. We always make time for you.
Special, special, special! Free Bosco sticks with every medium or large pizza this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Folks, these aren't your everyday run-of-the-mill pizzas. These are the famous Anderson Country Store pizzas. Once you try one, you'll never want any other. Plus, at Anderson's Country Store, you get convenience. You get friendly service and delivery at night. Remember, free Bosco sticks this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Anderson's Country Store. Open Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 10.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. And don't forget tonight, of course, the baseball game's going on, but Joe Jackson's going to be here, former NFL star at the River Life Church, 6 o'clock. And that's going to be a great conversation. I'm going to be out there and get to meet the NFL champion and guy that played for the Purple People Eaters, and he's going to have some great conversation about life, faith, and of course, experiences of football and how that's shaped the dynamics of his life. And you think about when we talk games, and that's what we do here at the Coach's Corner. We talk games, and athletics is a lot of enjoyment to watch, a lot of fun to broadcast, and but I think when you're around the game and as a kid growing up, the things that I loved the most about the games was oftentimes not the games. It was the relationships you build. And there's no place better in my life that I can look back on and say, well, this experience, this part of my life is maybe one of the pinnacle moments of your life. You know, of course, when you have kids, it changes and you start to relive those days. But Little League baseball, and you get you sit around a table of particularly men and you sit around a table of strangers and you start talking about life. Little League baseball seems to be part of that conversation. And it's not the wins and losses. It's maybe the time that you got pop after the game, you know, those big moments. But it really about the experiences. And Little League Baseball has been so important for the lives of young men. And right now, the Monroe County Little League Baseball team, 11, 12-year All-Stars, are having an outstanding season. And I've got their manager, Thad DeMoss, here. Coach, you know, you come in and you think about the great baseballs being played, but really what's being built is some great memories for these young men. And I know you're involved in the coaching so many different things with the kids that you really grasp that. You understand that, yeah, there's baseball being played here, but really what's being developed is some experiences for these young men for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, for sure, Jason. Thanks for having us here, too. But I've told these kids all year long that, you know, especially these 12-year-olds, so these are the moments that you're going to remember when you get older. I know that I go through the memories that I have that I had in Little League all through the years, and, you know, we had a special 12-year-old year when I was 12, and we'll sit around with a bunch of guys and just talk about that time, you know, that we had. And it, you know, really, I mean, it's just great stuff to know, you know, to have in that memory bank.
Well, 1987, you were a part of a pretty special team, buddy, a 12-year-old team that you were on in 1987. They went on to win the state baseball champion, went to regionals. So, you know, you've been there. When you talk to the kids, you can say, well, I've been in these big moments. And as 11 and 12-year-old, I think the moments are bigger for the parents and the fans than they are for the kids. I remember playing in Little League Baseball. I don't remember the stress. Now maybe the kids are feeling that a little more because you get a little bit a bigger environment. But I think the parents probably and the coaches feel the stress a little more than the kids. But these are big moments, you know. These are important ball games for the game itself.
Yeah, you bet. And you say that, and now being a coach and a parent, you know, when I was 12, I don't remember feeling any of that stress, you know. But now, as a coach and as a parent, especially as a manager, there's been numerous nights in bed, I toss and turn, you know, thinking about the lineup, thinking about this. I mean, there's a lot of things to think about. And, you know, as a kid, you're in the moment just enjoying it. And that's the way it should be.
Absolutely. I remember I broadcast the state finals, 11 and 12-year-old state finals up in Des Moines. And you know, we had a really good Little League Baseball team that year. I think the Sarver Twins were on the team, and you know, and I think Bryce Leshen was on that team. A really good baseball team, a chance to win state. And you know, it's developed the game. When in 1987, the World Series was on TV, but now the regionals are on television. But you know, I'm broadcasting a state Little League tournament game, and I just remember the intensity at the game. And Albie loses, and you know, all the people I love, the families and the dads that I played with, and you know, I could see that the disappointment in them. And I'm the last guy out of there breaking down my broadcast equipment. It's dark, and I can hear little voices, and I look over, and there under the shadows of the you know, the security lights is Albie, some of the kids that were playing from Albie and the other team out there playing with a pop bottle and maybe a roll of tape or something. Playing, and they'd already forgotten about it. They'd moved on, and it really taught to my heart, you know, how this intense game that was a big game, and yet you know, the kids, they'd moved on.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast they move on. Us parents and coaches will hang with it. You know, most of the time we get in the car, I don't even mention to him about the game. You know, right off the bat, but you know, they've already forgot about. They don't dwell on it like, you know, we do. It's good that they're like that.
Well, you were part of that 1987 team, really special year for you guys, one of the best Little League Baseball teams in the history of Monroe County baseball, and there's been a lot of really good baseball played here in Monroe County, including this year's team. I think you guys got an outstanding team. You got a chance on Monday night to get to state. You're at the semifinals. You won the semifinals last night. Talk to us a little bit, if you would, about your team first, and then we'll break down your play. But the 11 and 12-year-olds are selected by the coaches in the league by voting, and it's only available to 11 and 12-year-olds.
Right.
So these guys have been selected by their coaches and the officials of the league, which is a huge honor because, you know, there's a lot of really good baseball played by some outstanding baseball players here to get your name on this list. And there's a lot of other kids that are right there. I know it's tough for the coaches, but let's talk about this team.
Okay, well, I'll go over the list here of the players that we have, and we do have a great group of kids here this year. And I'll just go down the list here. We got Blake Chance, he's a 12-year-old. Hunter DeMoss, he's an 11-year-old. Ashton Brand, he's a 12-year-old. Nate Wynn, he's a 12-year-old. We got Montez Ellis, he's a 12-year-old. We got Tian Theravong, he's an 11-year-old. Garen Grinstead, he's an 11-year-old. Trey Griffin, he's a 12-year-old. Jackson DeMoss, he's a 12-year-old. Sean Good, he's a 12-year-old. Jackson Pence is an 11-year-old, and Ian Roberts. So we're about split half and half. I think it's 6 and 5, or I believe, of 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds, and it's a great group of boys.
Boy, there's some really good athletes in there, some real diverse athletes. I mean, you got kids that can play anywhere on the diamond.
Yeah, that's what's great about this team is, I mean, I can flip-flop different positions about anywhere. I mean, we're deep in pitching, and we have about 4 kids that can catch, which is important, you know, especially last night when it was hot. We caught 3 guys last night, and, I mean, they're just – all of them are versatile and can play a lot of positions.
Talk about they changed it's been a while back, but they changed the way that Little League tournament baseball is played. It used to be double elimination, and now they went into pool play, which I really like it because the kids they're going to get more games.
Right.
And then you really do get a chance to maybe have one bad night, and that causes a team to fall out. But in pool play, you really have a chance to see who the teams over long periods of time are the most talented teams. So talk about the pool play and how it's been, and tell us a little bit about your season here so far.
Okay. Pool play this year, they actually split us into 2 groups. In the last couple years, it's all been everybody plays 9 games because there's 10 in the district. Well, this year they split it 5 and 5. So what they've done is you take the top 2 teams out of each pool, and then the 1 and 2, they cross over in that pool. So the 1 will play the 1A will play 2B, and then 2A will play 1B. Is how they've done the semifinals.
So who was in our pool?
Our pool was Lucas County, Appanoose, Midwest, Ottumwa, Davis, and Jaywalkee.
That's some good baseball right there.
That was our half. And Ottumwa American, Fairfield. Help me out there.
They really expanded pool, the district play. You know, when you got 10 teams in the district, and you guys, you got the pool side moving into pool side championship. So last night, you guys get a win, and tell us about that game.
Last night was it started out pretty well. We was visitors, of course. In district play, you always do the coin toss. So we got visitors, and we was able to get on the board with 4 runs right off the bat, and. So that was a good start for us. We always, when we're visitors, that's our key. If we want to get on the board, you know, get on there fast, get as many runs in that top half of the inning to, you know, get in the heads of the other team a little bit. That's kind of the goal anyway there. But the heat kind of got to us a little bit, I thought, last night. It was probably the hottest night that we had in baseball, and it really affected our boys, I think, mentally, you know. I mean, physically, but mentally also. They had to battle that. But it was tied up. 4-4, I think, going into the 5th. And, you know, we wasn't getting no real solid hits, so we kind of went to small ball there. We got the inning started, I think, with a bunt or two there, and, you know, that kind of got their defense rattled a little bit, and we was able to score, I believe it was six runs that inning, I believe. And so it made it 10-4, and then we just kind of grew from that. But yeah, that's one thing that the boys – they have a lot of heart. I mean, they want to win this thing as much as anybody else, you know, and that's what makes it fun is that they want it so much. And just in practices and stuff, Little League Baseball is just you watch it on ESPN, you know, the World Series. I mean, they know what it's about. And they talk about that stuff, about Williamsport, and it's a dream of every 12-year-old is to get to Williamsport now. Only a small percentage of that happens, but like I tell them, I said, boys, dream big.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you don't dream big, you're not going to attain those big goals that you have.
And there's reason, too. You know, when you think about Iowa, the state of Iowa has had plenty of representation over the years at Williamsport, and Monroe County has produced so much good baseball that, you know, it's not some pipe dream. These kids really can't accomplish that. With the pitching rules change, you know, it I think it's really helped the game of baseball, helped the game of a Little League baseball particularly.
Sure.
But as a coach, it really starts to – you really got to be on your A game, keeping track of the pitches and having a plan.
Oh, for sure. That's last night is a good example. Is we had all of our pitching available, but yet if we win, we got to play on Monday. So to have all of our pitchers, they can only throw 50 pitches, you know. And in a tight game like that, we got down to it last night where Blake was throwing, and we was up at the time it was tied. And he only had like 8 pitches, I think, for the next inning before I really had to make a decision whether to leave him in or pull him, you know. So in that top of that inning, we ended up getting like 6 runs, and I thought that was going to be good enough to, you know – you never know in Little League Baseball. But we have a lot of good pitching. We brought Tien in, and you know what? It worked out. But that's where, as coaches, you get together, you talk about things, and that's what we done last night. And you're right about the pitch count. In our 10-year-old year, there was a couple times that we had a little lapse, and we kind of got screwed up on our pitch count. It didn't hurt us, but it could have. I mean, everything worked out, but it just adds a whole dimension of just coaching a different way than, you know.
Well, I've had the dynamic duo of baseball up here a moment ago, but you guys are the three amigos of Little League Baseball.
yeah, you can call us that.
Yeah, but, you know, really it's family and friends. You know, tell us about the coaching staff. I'll let you introduce your coaching staff.
Sure. Yeah, my assistant is Brad DeMoss and then Chad Griffin. And, of course, Brad and I are brothers. And then Chad and I played a lot of baseball back in high school. He graduated in 91, I graduated in 93. And we just always kind of been, well, actually, once we started having kids, you know, and they got old enough to play, we got, you know, got to know each other again, got back together. And we got these boys playing baseball at an early age. Mitch Chance, you know, he's 2 years younger than me. And at a young age, we got the, you know, the majority of these boys that's on the team kind of on as a travel team. And, you know, all these boys have played a lot of baseball together over the last 6 years. I think we started when they was 5 or so, going to Des Moines, just playing games. And it has. It's kind of been a family, you know, to say.
Well, I know all three of you, and I know that you guys know each other so well, and you're good friends. And of course, when your brother, my gosh, you guys as a brother tandem, you know, you guys have been a part of a lot of really good baseball. So
yeah,
And backyard baseball, the legendary backyard games. But
yeah,
Coach, talk about Monday night, such a big game. It's the district championship, and the good news here, it's at Hollow Grounds, the Monroe County Little League, Jack Pope, Hadcozlick Field, Hadcozlick Park, Jack Pope Field.
Yep.
Legendary place.
Yes, it is, and it will be a very exciting game. It should be. Atoma American's coming in, and they're a team that's pretty much like us. They hit the ball hard. They have really good pitching. And we got to be ready to play. I mean, we've played really well at this All-Star season on our home field. I think we played 2 games at home, and we've hit 8 home runs in those 2 games. So, you know, we have the potential to really hit the ball, especially with the pitching that's coming in. I mean, they're going to be hard throwers. So, if you don't have to have a huge swing to get a lot of pop on your bat there, you know. So it's important. I know it's important to the boys, you know, but it would be great to win. But, you know, if we don't win, it's been a great All-Star season, you know. But I know that these boys are going to give it all they have, and they're a great group of boys, and they're not going to give up. But it should be a really interesting game come Monday night.
Well, we look forward to being there and watching the guys play, it's been a lot of fun. Monroe County baseball still strong and lively, and Little League baseball is as vibrant as ever. And you know, Coach, there's so many things pulling these kids different directions. It's you know, you can see where some of the programs are dwindling in terms of their participation, but Little League's still strong and alive and well. And kudos to Mike Haywood doing a great job of helping keep Little League as strong as it is here in Monroe County.
Yeah, for sure. That I don't know if you've been out the field either. I mean, this year we've had a good group of kids. We actually had to add one major league team, and I think they added two minor league teams. So Little League had a lot of participation this year, which was good. And then if you've been out to the field, I mean, the field is the best one in the district. I mean, we played on half of them this year, and there's just nothing close to the Monroe County Little League field. I mean, it is just a gorgeous place to go out there and watch a ball game.
Buddy, as a kid growing up, and you played there, I played there, it was a magical place, and that's why it is. It is legendary. It's hallowed ground, and on the north of that hill that looks over the city park, no better place to watch baseball and of any park, and it's going to be a fun place. That is going to be a happening place on Monday night. The crowds that come out, and it will be a large crowd, lots of people there, and we'll be rooting on our Monroe County Little League All-Stars. Win or lose, champions are built right here in Albia. Thad DeMoss, thanks so much for coming by. Good luck to the Monroe County Little League All-Star team, and we want to congratulate the softball team. I'm going to try to get Coach on and talk about those, Coach Brown and the girls who made it to the 11- and 12-year-old state Little League tournament. Mike Lawrence, I think, is heading that up. And so kudos to them and the girls, defending state champions, and what an outstanding run they had as well. Monday night at the Little League Ball Diamond. Be there, folks. We'll take a quick time out, come back, and wrap things up here. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
The fair ends this weekend in Oskaloosa. It's the big Southern Iowa Fair, but there's still lots to do, lots to see. Everybody's talking about the Evans United shows. They've got best rides ever, and you want to have fun, you have it at the fair. There's still bingo, there's still lots of things, tractor pulls going on this weekend. You won't want to miss it. Don't miss it. It's the big Southern Iowa Fair in Oskaloosa. It ends this weekend, so come on in.
www.pellamotors.com is the official website of Pella Motors. You can see our up-to-date inventory with prices on your smartphone or computer. At pellamotors.com, we have up-to-date rebates and incentives on all new vehicles. If you don't see the vehicle you want, we'll find it for you. Make car shopping easy. Log on to pellamotors.com. We can even appraise your trade online.
At Pella Motors, where my dad sells for less, period.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Your back's against the wall. You mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, fall. You can see it coming up over the horizon, and that means Friday Night Lights is going to be back on the air. Another huge season on Friday Night Lights as the broadcast expands and the fun continues. The storylines that are built are expanded, and we're going to have a lot of fun this fall from the KIC studios. Broadcasting all over the world, and of course, you want to get our Thunderbolt app, because when you go to the games on Friday night, you want to take us with us no matter where you're at. You can go to your iPhone or your Android device and download the free Thunderbolt app. Click a button, and you get all the scores from Friday night, all the scores from the NFL, and of course, college football as well. But one click, and you can catch the broadcast of Friday night, including all the other broadcasts, not just the Albia football games, but of course we go on the air at right at 6 o'clock, and don't go off till the midnight hour. 6 hours of football on Football Friday Nights, right here in your Sports Leader KIC. Coach, I got talking off the air. Coach DeMoss is still up here, and by the way, folks, talking about DeMoss auctioneering right now. At the Monroe County Fairgrounds is having an estate auction, and they got the AC on today with the heat, you know, looking for some entertainment. I love these estate auctions. You never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolate. But right now at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, DeMoss Auctioneering is having an estate auction, and it's indoors and in air conditioning. So get out to the Monroe County Fairgrounds. But Coach DeMoss is here. Coach Thad DeMoss, Little League 11, 12-year-old All-Stars. 10 home runs in your, you went down that list of your players, buddy. The pop that is in those bats, you were listing off those athletes, and I mean, these are athletes. Man, you got some real hitters in there.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the thing. I mean, when I was 12 years old, there wasn't a kid that was probably 5'5", 5'6". You know, big, and now you got kids that are almost 6 foot tall out there.
Yeah,
playing.
You used to look up to your coach, and now the coach looks up to the kids.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them I looked up to, that's for sure.
but a really a power hitting a baseball team, and very diverse, quick, fast. You know, you get some big kids. Man, they are fast too. So it's a lot of really good athletes.
Yeah, that's saying a lot over when you play five games and you hit 10 home runs. I mean, that's there's a lot of pop there in the bats, and you know. And it's been done by, I think, 7 different players, you know. So that's at any time in our lineup, you know, I think we could have a home run.
If you got a home run in a season in Little League Baseball growing up, and you're a few years behind me, but not that many now. Don't be letting you off that easy. But, you know, hitting a home run was a rare thing.
Yeah.
It really was a rare thing. But today the kids are really developed their swings and the bats, the technology is a lot more improved too. You know,
technology has a lot to do with it also.
But this is a power team. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for Monday night.
It is.
It's going to be it's a happening place. I love when the cars, the trucks get around the backside and people park out around the field, and and it becomes a community celebration. And and then you know, I hate to say this, but you know, it always is like that marker in summer. When the Little League Baseball is getting to the tournament time, and you get to these final scenarios, you start thinking about that horizon, and the horizon is fall. But all these Little League Baseball players are going to be outstanding football players too.
Yep, for sure. That's for sure.
Well, let's keep the summer going, keep the fun going, and get to Little League Baseball. Monday night, Knoxville.
Tumble American.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. You brought your son with you, so coaching your son. What's it like to play Little League Baseball with your dad? I've coached my son, but what's it like playing Little League Baseball for your dad? You got, first of all, you know, the people. You got to close your eyes and envision and tell the world who they're talking to.
You're talking to Jackson DeMoss.
What's it like to play for your daddy?
A lot of pressure.
he looks mean. I'm just saying that. Talk about being 11 and 12-year-old playing, and you know it's a big game, and what it's like to play at the Little League Baseball Diamond here in Albia. It's a pretty special place, isn't it?
A lot of fun. Just have fun with all your friends playing baseball. You have a purpose to play. Like, everyone on our team, we want to make it to state, want to make it to regionals step by step by step. You just have to get focus for one game, then the next game, and all the others.
Pretty wise coaching. I think Dad's done an okay job. You know, Dad, that's some pretty good coach speak, Dad. You know, when your players are breaking it down, and you know, it is coach speak they'll say, but the truth is, it is that pitch, the one pitch, each pitch that develops into the next play, that develops into the next game, and when you can break it down, an 11 or 12 year old can break it down mentally like that. Man, you can win a lot of battles.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, this is a great group of boys, and it, you know, it's really easy coaching them. They've been well coached throughout the years, and I just am the lucky one to coach them right now in their 11 and 12 year old year.
Well, get the guys out to the Ball Diamond tonight. To Albie's playing tonight here, Davis County, in the district finals as well. District finals on Monday night here for Little League Baseball. And don't forget, Joe Jackson's going to be at the River Life Church tonight at 6 o'clock, so a little precursor to the baseball game, the high school baseball game, so you can get a chance to come and meet a former NFL star, a guy that played for the Purple People Eaters, played in the Super Bowl, and he's got some great life experiences and some faith experiences to combine with the lessons he learned from football. And coach, the games of baseball, football, and sports can teach these kids outstanding life lessons.
You bet. That's what it's all about.
Another show in the book here from the Coach's Corner, high above the Abbey Square, via the corner 34 and 5. You've been listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend.